This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Studies show that Mexican Americans have an increased risk for Alzheimer's disease. They're about 1.5 times more likely to develop the disease than white people. And the UNT Health Science Center is trying to find out why. Research underway there is being billed as one of the largest and most comprehensive studies into Mexican Americans and Alzheimer's. Sid O'Brien is with the center, and he's here to talk about their research. Sid O'Brien, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How does Alzheimer's affect a person? What does it do to them?
It's a devastating disease. What it does, quite simply, is erases memories. It begins with things that are closest in time and slowly degrades and erases memory going backwards in time. So people have more difficulty learning new memories, and as it progresses, they forget old memories. And so that's why it's so devastating, because our memories are who we are. It makes up our very core. And so it erases these things.
Now, research shows that Mexican Americans develop cognitive loss and Alzheimer's disease almost a decade earlier than other ethnic groups. Do we have any idea on why that's the case?
That's the primary point of our study, is to understand, why is this? That's a huge problem. Developing memory loss on average 10 years younger, this is people's lives, their work, their livelihood, their families. And so one of the things we think is going on, and a big important piece, is diabetes. And we know diabetes is increased among Mexican Americans, and the average age of onset among Mexican Americans is 10 years younger than non-Hispanic whites. And we know diabetes is related to Alzheimer's disease. There's a long-standing literature on this. So what we're diving into is, how are things like diabetes, environment, depression, how are they maybe uniquely contributing to memory loss and Alzheimer's among Mexican Americans?
Other than genetics influence this prevalence of Alzheimer's in Mexican Americans, could economics and income be playing a role?
Absolutely, the environment plays a role. Level of education is a big player with regard to someone's memory and overall thinking abilities. But the other things, like different prevalence of other diseases, things like diabetes and hypertension and obesity, vary by ethnicity. So we have to take into account socioeconomic status, because environmental pollutants, for example, right? The different disease prevalences, like the comorbidities, as well as things like genetics and other things. And it's a big picture that we have to pull together to start finding these subgroups in these different pathways, so that we can have more refined therapies.
Now, your study is expected to involve 2,000 volunteer subjects. How are they participating? What's the process?
So our study is different than many. We don't recruit from specialty clinics. This is a community-based study. And that's because we want to see what the disease looks like in the community, and so that we can extrapolate our findings to the community whole. So we're recruiting 1,000 Mexican Americans, 1,000 non-Hispanic whites, and they go through the ringer. They spend a lot of time with us. They do brain scans. They do testing of memory and thinking, blood clinical labs. We draw bloods for specific types of analyses on proteins, functional exams. It's a big deal. They spend a lot of time with us, and you know, we've been building the foundation for the study for almost 5 years now, maybe a little more. And so once the large project was funded, it leveraged all of the relationships we already had. But it's 2,000 people over the first wave, and then we see all 2,000 again in the second wave. So within the 5-year time frame, we'll do 4,000 visits.
Sid O'Brien is a professor at the Center for Alzheimer's and Neurodegenerative Disease Research at UNT Health Science Center. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.